Why do you look at me like you hate me so much?
Because I do hate you.
Why?
I don't know.
What is it that I
know every trick in your book.
Which is what?
I don't know.
You know every trick in my book? What book of tricks am I actually putting out to you?
What book of tricks?
What book of tricks?
That's one.
I don't know. That's, yeah, I know that book of tricks. The book of tricks that you always mess up your words. I know all your books of tricks.
Mm.
And why do you hate it so much?
This is probably what happens after 7 years of marriage.
Which is why you shouldn't get married. Or get married and be like, well,
no,
I know that after 7 years this will be done.
Yeah.
Seven-year itch. Is that what they call it?
Yes, they do. But not that it would be done. You have to find, Greg, you need to find new ways of finding Brian's old jokes and old shtick funny. Find new ways to find it funny.
Why can't I just get a divorce?
No, you can't do
that.
Why?
That's a good
question.
Everybody
does it.
No.
Why don't you just go find someone else to hang out with?
Yeah. Oh, I could do that. You want me to go do that?
I don't.
No.
You do whatever you want to do.
Wow.
What I want you to do is irrelevant.
That's passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Brian.
That's what he's.
Well, but it's true. What does it matter what I want him to do?
Because
he's
going
to do what he wants to.
Isn't he your friend? Don't you like value his friendship at all?
Yeah, and I will still hang out with him, but he can go hang out with whoever he wants.
Okay, martyr.
No,
do
but what
that?
He's saying is...
How's that martyr?
No, he's saying that he
martyr.
Does not
How?
Want... He will not hang out with you anymore.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
I'll be off with my new friends that you're threatening me to go get.
Yeah.
And then you'll hang out with them, and then, first of all, you'll miss me immediately. Second of all, they'll start doing stuff where you'll be like...
Fuck these guys.
You'll be like, oh, hey, how are you doing, buddy? And then you'll be like, dude, I'm so sick of your shit.
You know, but guess what?
I know all the tricks you got.
It'll take 7 years for that to happen.
I don't know. I disagree. I think with Greg...
It's only a couple of years. 2 years at the most.
How long have I given you so far, Gerard? How long have we been hanging?
Longer.
And then we'll get to Robert.
Eight and a half years.
Okay.
Like for real hanging out? I'd say, yeah, 8 years.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's pretty good.
Because when I first moved out here, I didn't really hang out with you, like, immediately. But pretty quickly.
Yeah.
The last couple years have been really intense, though. We should really, I think,
okay.
assess that. Robert?
What?
How long have we been hanging out, me and you?
I first met you probably whenever Improvocative ended, right?
1992.
More like 2006.
Yeah, whatever, same thing.
Was it 6-ish?
2006, 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right in and around
six.
There.
So that was when we met?
Yeah. And then, you know, doing that improv group.
And then that improv group.
And then
that improv group.
So I was hanging out around that time.
That's right.
But
I'm not sick of you yet.
That's right. I wonder why.
Why?
Maybe I don't have as much shtick.
You got a lot of shtick.
Do I?
You know who has the most shtick?
I don't got it. I have voices and darkened it.
Greg loves it.
I loved that. That was really good.
Yeah. You know who has the most shtick of them all?
Who?
Greg Hoyt.
What?
Oh.
You think so?
Oh yeah. Here we go. Ready? Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
You're dancing, doing the pelvic dance, doing the arms in the air, making the bad face, pointing to it.
That's Greg Hoyt. That's the Greg Hoyt
shtick. That's just me dancing.
Yeah, no, I know. But you pull that out every now and then.
No doubt.
Which is fine. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
What else is a Greg Hoyt shtick?
Greg Hoyt shtick is to...
Oh my God, I can't believe we were talking about this.
Yeah, the Greg Hoyt shtick is also to get extremely worked up about something.
Oh yeah,
very
definitely.
Quickly. He goes to a 10, light switch.
Goes to a 10, a lot of F-bombs.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of F-bombs, a lot of questioning the world at large.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the state of sociological being, i.e., what's the point of marriage? What's the point of relationships?
Well,
why do
we
love?
He drops these life questions into peaceful conversations as A-bombs. But, you know, I will tell you that I like these things about you. Yeah. You know? I don't look at those things and go, oh, God, Greg, man, why the hell?
That's nice to hear.
Yeah. So
I don't like them about myself.
What?
As I hear you describe them, I'm like, what a douchebag.
Maybe.
No. Because it isn't pervasive. I mean, you know, we see them every now and then. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's constant. Yeah. The thing that I find frustrating is sometimes is this you have a tendency to process information internally, and I've said this before, you chew on things, mm-hmm. right, a lot. So I can talk to you about something one day, and then a couple of days later, usually it's like a week later, when that topic comes up again, you're at a 10 on that topic. Because you've been, like, chewing on it so much. You're like, God, I can't believe it. I'm like, whoa,
yeah.
What happened? You know?
Yeah.
And maybe it's a lack of talking about it, and it kind of is in your head.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Process. I think everybody does that. But, but yeah, maybe, when that happens, I'm like, dude, calm down. It's not the end of the world.
Have I done that lately?
No, you haven't.
I used to do that a lot.
And you do a lot of meditation now.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that helps.
Oh, yeah, I think it does, certainly.
Have you noticed a difference?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, this place smells a lot like incense.
But I honestly
incest.
Think...
Incense.
That's a bit. I just did a little bit.
There's another bit.
Yeah.
Pulls on the little affected voice.
Incense.
That's a Greg voidism.
I'm affected.
Greg, maybe you need to take a break from yourself.
What does that mean?
What are you talking about?
You need him. You want him to divorce himself?
No, not a divorce. I mean, he's trying to divorce me.
I know. I've noticed that. That's why we've come
saying,
here today.
And I'm saying, not. No, you can't.
Oh, you're
that's not. Whoa. That is not what you said, Brian.
No, that's what I'm saying now.
I know. But in the beginning, you were like, go ahead.
I don't care. Yeah.
Go be with your other friends because you're gonna regret it the moment it happens.
Exactly.
And then there was like all that head movement that I'm doing.
Why do girls do that? Why do girls always do that? They always have to say that when you're breaking up.
It's
this is the biggest mistake of your life. Every girl that I've ever broken up with has always said that same thing.
You're going to regret this.
And I never do, and it never is.
Yeah. Well, because they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They want it to be.
It's a vision board for that.
And that's what Brian is trying to do to you right now, Greg.
You breaking up with me would be the biggest mistake of your life.
Oh, here we go. See, it's exactly the same. Is.
But you do whatever you want to do, man. You know, I support.
So that's nice. What do you think I need a break for? How am I going to get this break from myself, Gerard?
You know what? What is something you've always wanted to do and you talk so incessantly about and you haven't done it yet?
Going to Hawaii?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Wow, that was good. Wait, why haven't you gone to Hawaii?
I work too much.
Really?
You know what you
need to do? Explain how much work you've done in the last week.
That's Greg clapping there.
No, it's just because with act, and this is the thing, Brian and I have talked about this a million times.
The potential.
Yeah, it's you always have to about be available. Being in LA at all times.
Okay, let me tell you something. You know, you all know this. I had a very fun and successful trip to Paris.
I don't know if I would call it successful, but okay.
We'll disagree on how successful that was.
In any case.
It sounded like you had a hell of a time.
I did.
However successful it wasn't.
All right. In my eyes, it was very successful. Okay. In any case.
In other eyes, it would be a colossal failure.
thank you. I had to physically set aside time. And I said, if a job comes up or if something comes up during that time, for that time slot, I'm not going to take it. I have to make the decision to reserve that time for myself. Because I was in the same situation. I look at my calendar way down the way and, you know, while it seems open, this changes for me very quickly. You know, a couple weeks ago, my April, like, filled up. And before that, it was open. Now, if I had set aside a specific time and said, this week, I am going on a trip. You know, I would go on that trip. A job comes up. I can't be mad at myself for not being there for it.
Yeah.
Because it's not all about getting that job. Yeah. It's about taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
And so this vacation that you have to take to Hawaii, you need to set up time on your calendar and say this is when it's going
to
happen.
Let me tell you let me propose to you boys what I'm thinking.
Let's do it.
July.
Okay.
I think what I'm going – well, it's either July.
Oh, he's backing up.
Here
we are. This is the process.
Uh-huh.
July or August. Now, the only reason I say August is because my cousin Barry is getting married back east on Labor Day, which is like the first week of September.
Okay.
So it makes more sense to do like a big...
You want to clump them?
Yeah, clump it together.
All right.
August. Now, more than Hawaii, I've been thinking about Europe.
Mm-hmm. Lately. Horrible time to go.
To go,
August.
I know.
Worst time
for both
to go.
Of them.
Yeah,
right?
September... Well, September, things start cooling down and people come back, but it's like
going to
August,
Europe in the summer is not a good idea.
Well, it's because it's packed.
Yeah.
You should have gone when I went.
You need to go in the fall, late fall, or
spring.
Early spring.
Yeah.
What month is it
now? Oh, even the winter, I think, would be interesting.
What about May? Like, it's March now.
What did I do? I went in April, didn't I? I think I went in April.
I mean, in the next month or two. Great. If you're going to go to Europe, go in the next month or two.
Yeah.
What about Hawaii? I would argue go to Hawaii whenever. I would say depending upon when you have availability, just go, because Hawaii is pretty much the same weather year-round, and you just need to go and experience it. And if August is the time that you want to go, just go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so, to me, Hawaii is – there's no time of year that's better than another. And I'm sure there are, and I'm sure there are people who go to Hawaii all the time that are like, oh, you should go here and go there. But I say there are specials. There are packages all the time. You can get hotel, airfare. I just say – or like go and get a little hut somewhere on a beach and go rent a car, a Jeep or something, and just go shut it. Like, Hawaii is the kind of place that you just go.
I would also recommend strongly that if you need something sooner than that, then you should go to Catalina.
Oh, Catalina Island.
I've been there quite a few times now.
Really?
And it's great.
Really? Did you talk to me about this recently? Because I was just thinking about it the other day.
Yeah. You just pay for your so Catalina Island, for those of you who don't know, it's
are we
going to
introduce
close.
A show ever?
I don't know. Do you want to?
No. Catalina Island? Go ahead.
Yeah. Catalina Island is actually just a – what is it? Like a – probably 60 to 90, depending on which boat you get, 60 to 90-minute ferry ride to
– I bet it's a nice ride too.
This episode brought to you by the California Tourism Bureau.
Is that right?
Is it really?
Yeah.
It is?
That was a pretty good intro, no? This message brought to you by the California Tourism Bureau. www.californiatourism.com.
No, it's terrible.
All rights prohibited.
What?
All rights
prohibited.
Prohibited. Okay. They're prohibited?
Anyway, Catalina, 60-minute ride.
Whatever. It's very close. It's very close. But just with that short trip, you really feel like you are...
Gone.
Exactly. And it is a nice boat ride. There are actually dolphins that kind of greet you as you come in.
Have you done this?
I have not done this.
The boat. And when you're leaving the L.A. Harbor, there are dolphins there too. And they're
what?
Not... Yeah, crazy.
I know that there's a lot of scuba diving and snorkeling that happens around Catalina.
There is. But the thing is, even if you don't do any of the... events, because there aren't many things to do. Yes, you can get a kayak. You can actually kayak around the island. You can go kayak camping. So you like kayak from campground to campground along the island.
Can we call that kayamping?
www.californiatourismkayamping.com.
Okay, well.
That was terrible, but it was still better.
It was better. So, you know, there are two places to go. There's one called Two Harbors, which is the rustic one that people go to do most of the camping. And then there's Avalon.
Welcome to Two Harbors. And then there's what?
Then there's Avalon.
Welcome to Avalon. Leave your soul at the door.
But either way,
What's Avalon like?
Avalon is more of a small beach town.
Uh-huh.
And very small.
I mean, like beach town, like we're going to go and sit on the beach and lather up on the suntan lotion and sit in the sun and catch the rays.
Not a big beach at all. There's not much to do. And so you are forced
but that's the
to
point.
Relax.
The point is to go to do nothing. And that's the point I'm talking about. You take a break from yourself and a place like Catalina probably plays it. Hawaii in general plays to it.
Yeah.
You're going to do nothing.
Yeah.
The point is to go and just sit.
And chill.
And chill.
That's the thing. You know, in L.A., there are a lot of things to do. You could, you know, and there are a lot of things to avoid doing as well. And avoiding doing something, I think, is as strenuous as going out and doing it. And what I mean by that is, like, somebody invites you to go to do something, and you don't want to do it, and then you kick yourself all night as you don't go and do it.
Yeah.
So
Available still. You're still activated when you're in L.A.
You're like, I don't want to go. Yeah. Well, why don't you go, mind? Yeah. Well, because I don't want to deal with the drive and all that.
I hate myself for not going.
Yeah. Sort of like that.
Well, and that's the thing is that I haven't gone on a vacation since 2007.
That's preposterous.
5 years.
Yeah.
The thing that I don't fully understand. I understand why you don't. I understand this pull of Los Angeles, and I would venture to say that there's a lot of people that feel that no matter where they live.
Yes. Yeah.
We only have one shot at this whole thing.
Agreed.
And why we don't embrace a quality of life, and no matter what kind of money you make, what your job is, what you do, what your lifestyle is, you as a human being on this planet deserve to go and take a vacation. Go and vacate your daily life. Go and take some time off for yourself to do stuff that you don't normally do. And if it's sitting around and staring at the ocean for 10 hours a day, go and do it. If it's for some people, they work in an office for 15 hours a day. Yeah. When they have time off, they want to go climb a mountain. They want to go swim the English Channel. They want to go and be active. Then that's what it is.
Yeah.
But whatever that is for you, give yourself permission to go and do it. And go and do it every year. Go and do it a couple times a year.
Yeah.
You have the permission to give yourself to do it. And why not? Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
No reason. Except that I'm a workaholic. And that I grew up thinking I just have to work as hard as I can, which I have done.
Right. And who's to say, and you going and taking a week or 2 weeks or a month to go and do something outside of that.
Yeah.
What does that do?
Actually probably gets me more work.
Right. Exactly. Because your body, you said it yourself, you have it on your vision board kind of, I guess. But it's like basically you are a business. Your body is your business as well because you also sell your body on the street corner.
That's right.
And if you don't take that vacation.
Kicks to the dome.
If you don't take a vacation. You know, what are you doing to your business?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's an investment in yourself.
Even sweatshops across the country, factories, which there aren't a lot left.
Wait a
minute. Let me finish this statement. Let me finish this statement.
Sweatshops.
There are, and by sweatshops, I mean factories and like big manufacturers.
Oh, as opposed to actual shops that sell sweat.
Yeah. Okay. Sweat.
Kicks to the dome.
It's gone off. What is wrong?
They have mandatory shutdowns every year. They shut down the plant for 2-3 weeks a year. Have to shut it down. Look at the European way of life.
Okay, wait a second. Hang on. Let's pause. I need to pause for 1 second because when those sweatshops shut down, it's usually because there's like massive flooding and people can't get there.
And die off.
Yeah, or it's so hot that people will die in the factory. It's like usually mandatory things.
That's true. But anyway, I would like to introduce the idea of the European way of living.
Yeah.
Now, we are in a position, we're in a point in history, American history, European history, world history, where the American dollar does not have the same strength that it has had. The euro is actually stronger right now. So now the argument has always been, well, even though Europe takes 6 weeks vacation and they have their siestas and they have their way of life, it's not the American way because we work harder and we have better things, we have bigger, faster, stronger. However, I would argue that is dwindling. That is not the case anymore. So the philosophy of people being like, I've worked my ass, I'm a workaholic, and we wear that like some sort of badge. We have this on our chest being like, I work 80 hours a week, like you should be proud of that.
Yeah.
Why?
And this is why I started meditating.
Mm.
We talked about that on this show? This one that we're doing right now?
I don't know.
A little bit.
Yeah, we did.
That's why I started doing
those
mini
vacations?
Mini vacations. Yeah. For real. Like every day, twice
Mental.
A day.
That's
and,
true.
But what I'm realizing as I'm doing that is that actually will extend my life, as will vacations.
Yeah.
They'll extend my life and they'll improve the quality of my life.
Quality of life, baby.
I agree.
Quality of life is what we're after here.
That's it.
Create it. And you are the creator of your quality of life.
Because you're amassing this wealth, whether or not, you know, wealth is probably with a lowercase w for all of us right now.
Mm-hmm.
For Brian, it's spelled wrong as well.
It's wealth. W-E-L-F.
You know, you're amassing this wealth.
Yep.
And, you know, what is it all for?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's the thing you think about. And so,
we're
going to be
happy.
Spend
on some nice stuff, some nice.
Here's what I think.
Some shoes.
Here's what I think. I think if we say Hawaii, enough times, we'll get a trip for free.
Hawaii.
www.californiatourism.com.
See, that's your problem.
Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't.
Because then you send them to California to
and
go
then
to Hawaii.
Looking for Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta go to Hawaii from California.
Not always.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'd like to do two things.
Yes.
I'd like to introduce the show and then sign off. At the
okay,
same.
Great.
Okay, let's do
for
it.
For everyone that's been listening and not knowing what they're listening
Ladies
to.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Yay!
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Greg Hoyt and
Hello,
Robert Scheid.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
On behalf of Gregory Hoyt and Robert Scheid, I am Brian Gerard.
Thank you.
We are the Shy Show.
Yay!
Boo! www.californiabootheshyshow.com. Oh,